MGM plans to increase the amount of money it intends to invest in a major urban renewal project just a block from its downtown gambling resort in Springfield, Massachusetts. MGM will spend more than the $11 million the company initially pledged to help redevelop the derelict former Court Square Hotel building, according to a consultant for one of the companies planning the project and city officials. They would not reveal the additional amount. An MGM official declined comment. In late March, MGM told the Massachusetts Gaming Commission it planned to invest in the $55 million project in order to satisfy its licensing requirement to develop housing within a half mile of the downtown casino. Even with the additional money from MGM, all the financial pieces for the project are not yet in place, according to Michael Crowley, a consultant for Opal Real Estate of Springfield, which is co-developing the project with Boston-based Wynn Companies.
I wish I had the ability to announce to you today that we had all those funding sources in line, but I can't say that with 100% certainty, although I believe we're very close.
At a hearing of the Springfield City Council Casino Oversight Committee Monday night, Crowley said there is a high degree of confidence the project will move forward.
If you recall, the last time we were here, we told you that we had approximately $5 million shortfall on a $55 million project. We believe that we're in about the one-yard line with that.
City Solicitor Ed Pakula told the committee that MGM and the city are preparing an amendment to the Springfield Host Community Agreement for the council to vote on in the near future. The current agreement calls for MGM to develop at least 54 units of market-rate housing by March 2020. The Court Square project envisions 60 market-rate apartments and 15 units that would rent at reduced prices for people with incomes at 80% of the region's median income. There will also be retail space on the first floor of the six-story building.
This would be a major, major outside the footprint step that would spur and throw off more spin-off development. This was not just our consultant on the casino saying this. This, of course, dates back to the Urban Land Institute in 2005, which finally this is coming to fruition.
MGM plans to return to the city the former school department administration building on State Street that the company purchased in 2014. Pakula said another developer will be sought to build market-rate housing at that location.
That's even more of a benefit we're going to get on this, more housing that would be spurred in close proximity to this.
City Councilor Mike Fenton, who chairs the council's casino committee, said he is very pleased with MGM's decision to help finance the Court Square project.
MGM has committed to invest more than $11 million. The final figures are being sorted out between the administration and the casino operators in market rate housing at Court Square. And my estimation is that pound for pound, that's a much better investment for Springfield taxpayers than them building 54 units in another location.
In addition to developing housing, the host community agreement obligates MGM to put on entertainment events at the Civic Center, City Stage, and Symphony Hall. City Stage has closed, and negotiations are ongoing to have MGM take over the management of Symphony Hall. Pakula said the amended host community agreement will address those changes. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.